Yesterday, in the morning, we shared with you that God is so wealthy. He just wants to give you everything. And then in the evening, the brother said, well, yes, but you have to pay a price. So this can be, does this sound like a contradiction? It's a little bit confusing. I have a verse for you. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. I'll just read it to you. This is kind of a sister verse to the one that we just read. Sister verse, very similar, but in the Old Testament. Ho! Ho! Pay attention! Everyone, it actually says ho, just so you know, I didn't make that up. Ho! Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. So this is the way it is with the Lord. Yeah. We could never repay the Lord for all that He's done for us. But He just wants us to come. Just come. Just come unto Him. And let me give you a practical, very practical illustration for you to write down and take home with you. It would be very, very good if starting today, you and I could read a little bit of the Bible every day. But you'll have to pay a price. The Bible is not just going to miraculously flow into you. What do you have to do? It's very obvious what you have to do. It's very obvious. Read! And that's going to take a certain amount of time. The price is your time. I think this is a good illustration. Yeah, I don't have the money. I can't buy things from the Bible. But I can take the time to read every day. That's a price. Yeah? So it would be very good. So you could write down on your notes to read the Bible every day. Pay the price. And you pay a little bit of price. Just a few minutes, even, and you'll get a lot of supply. God's supply always, always far exceeds the little amount of time we give Him. You'll get it all back, running over. Amen. So, He wants to give us everything. We pay a price. Let's read our Bible every day. This would be a good price for young people to pay. Amen? How many of you feel that you would like to begin to pay this kind of a price to read your Bible? Yeah? Maybe you tell the Lord, Lord, I want to pay that price. That's between you and the Lord. And as you're doing that, remember... Please remember this. When you read your Bible, you come to the Lord. Amen. Come to Him. Amen. Message 9, the universal blessing on Joseph. Roman numeral 1, Joseph was blessed by God wherever he was. Thus, Joseph is a sign of God's universal blessing. Amen. We have here in the scripture reading, look on page 75 in English, Genesis chapter 39, verse 2. And Jehovah was with Joseph. Amen. Verse 3. And his master saw that Jehovah was with Joseph. And verse 21. Jehovah was with Joseph. Are you seeing the pattern? Joseph was someone blessed by God. God was with him. And God is with us. Amen. He says, behold, I am with you. Yeah, he's with you. Jesus is with you. Emmanuel, stand up. Praise the Lord for Brother Emmanuel. We have another Emmanuel. Stand up, Brother Emmanuel. Any other Emmanuels in the room? Emmanuel, stand up. Oh, you all know what Emmanuel means, right? God is with us. Amen. Thank you, brothers. God is with us. So how about our new name? Our new name. Everyone, stand up. Is Emmanuel. You're all Emmanuel. Stand up. This is a new name today. So how about we say, my name is Emmanuel. God is with us. My name is Emmanuel. God is with us. Okay, good. Very good. It's a really good name. Yeah, God is with you. When you're good, God is with you. When you're bad, God is with you. When you're in peace, God is with you. When you're in suffering in a dungeon, God is with you. Amen. So, amen. Point A says, Jacob prophesied over Joseph with blessings. And in Deuteronomy, Moses also prophesied over the tribe of Joseph with blessings. Point B, brothers, read that please. Joseph as a fruitful bough by a fountain with branches running over the wall typifies Christ as the branch for the branching out of God through his believers as his branches, with God as the source of their fruitfulness, to spread over every restriction and limitation. No matter what happened to Joseph, he was blessed. He's sold into slavery in Potiphar's house. He's just blessed. He becomes the ruler in Potiphar's house. He's sent to prison, falsely accused. He's blessed. He becomes the ruler in prison. He's uplifted to the throne. He's blessed. He now becomes the ruler of Egypt. Joseph was blessed. He was like a branch, like a vine. There was a wall. It seemed like it would hold him in. Ooh. But under God's blessing, the branch grew over the wall. That's Joseph. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Lord. Okay, point C, sisters. The blessings bestowed on Joseph compass all time, from ancient time to eternity. And amen. And point D, altogether, the blessing on Joseph also indicates that he is victorious over every opposition and environment. The spiritual significance of this is that in all suffering, we more than conquer. The sufferings cannot suppress us. Rather, we subdue the sufferings. So here, I want to highlight a few things that we've enjoyed of how God blessed Joseph throughout the conference, okay? In the introduction, we learned that we need to turn and speak honestly to God. Blessing. Let's say blessing. Blessing. Again, blessing. Message one on Joseph receiving the vision and living according to the vision. We saw there was a divine, God gave Joseph a divine telescope to see his future. He saw a dream, sheaves, stars, and we learned about our ID. We have God's image, God's dominion. We were made in His image. And we learned that Joseph, number one, is a type of Jesus Christ. But Joseph's life is also a pattern for us to experience God's life. How about we say, blessing. Amen. Blessing. Message two, we continued and we saw this matter of Joseph. He had a great resolution in his heart. Great resolutions of heart, not to be defiled, but to flee lust, to flee anger. Let's say blessing. Blessing. Amen. See, Joseph's just blessed. Do you want to be Joseph? Do you want to be under God's blessing? You already are. Praise the Lord. Message three, we saw Joseph betrayed and imprisoned. We have to say it. Say that word. Blessing. What? Betrayed and imprisoned. Yeah. Blessing. We learned that, we saw what the Lord Jesus did for us on the cross. He was the one who was betrayed in prison for us. Amen. Very touching message. Message four, the secret of Joseph's release and exaltation. In this message we saw we are running a race. And our destiny is to be God, man, kings, reigning with Christ. Yeah. Revelation 22:5 says, all of us will reign with Him forever and ever. So let's say our key word this morning is blessing. Let's say our key word, blessing. Okay. And then in the special fellowship, the believer's influence on the world, we are salt. The Lord is making us light, seeds, branches. Ooh, and we gain this even through a personal, private, intimate, honest relationship with the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Let's say it. Blessing. Stronger. Blessing. Amen. Okay. So now we're going to go on to Roman numeral 2. The universal blessing of the triune God was with Joseph as the one who was separate from his brothers in the principle of a Nazarite. The reigning aspect of the matured Israel is a life that is separate from everything to live absolutely for God. Joseph was the first Nazarite, being separated from his brothers absolutely for God. This separated one has received the blessing of the whole universe. The universal blessing is bestowed upon the crown of the head of such a Nazarite. You have to come back to the other conferences and you'll learn more about the Nazarite. But Joseph was trained by God to be someone absolute for him. Yeah. By the time he got out of prison, He was absolute. He was fully trained, ready to reign. And so let's summarize the last few messages. In message 5, we saw Joseph's life, a revelation of the rulership of the Spirit. God knew. God is not here just to try to give everyone a happy, good life. That's not what we're here for. That's not why we were created. God knows a famine is coming. God chose Joseph that he would be a sustainer of life. And for that, he needed to put him through a process, train him up, bring him under God's rulership so that God could reign through Joseph and give everyone food. That's the rulership of the Spirit. After he was released from prison, he actually never left prison. He was in the sweet prison of the rulership of the Spirit. Message 6, Joseph being recognized by his brothers. And I enjoyed this. Joseph was a shepherd. And we have a shepherd called Jesus. We have a shepherd. Even though we've done so many things against the Lord Jesus. He loves us. We have a shepherd who loves us. And he will patiently wait till he can reveal himself to us. Till we will confess, I did it. I'm a sinner. And we look into his eyes and we see nothing but love. Oh, come to Jesus. Lift your eyes. Amen. Wow. Amen. Message 7, reigning in the kingdom. We saw that when we live in ourselves, we're like Joseph's brothers. Oh, full of anger, bitterness, self this, self that. But in our spirit, Joseph is in our spirit. Jesus is in our spirit. And in Christ, in Jesus, is everything we need to live the Christian life. Denying the self, taking the cross, all of that is an experience in Jesus Christ. If you get Jesus, you get it all. The Christian life is not a bunch of demands. We hope no young people or serving ones, and I really mean that, or serving ones, go home with more demands. Oh, I went to Poland like this, and I left like this. It's going to be so hard. Oh, I have to live this way. I have to do that. Now I have to read my Bible every day. Now I have to do this. No. Please. No. No. Oh, that's not the Christian life. If you are living that way, please come fellowship to us. You need release. Please come fellowship. You need release. Brother Stephen Mutunji will help you get released. Amen, Brother Stephen. Oh, the Christian life is a life of living Christ. And when you live Christ, you get everything. Amen. And so finally, well, I want to say this. We also enjoyed, God is for us. And please choose to let Him love you just as you are. Finally, message 8, feeding in the kingdom. That is to, I hope this becomes clear now. To gain the food, we pay a price. And the more price we're willing to pay, the more food we will have for others. You think these outlines, you think these songs we sang, You think it just all came cheaply? You think some really smart brother just said, oh, I'll just figure this all out? No. There was a price paid. Did you get some food this week? It's because some have paid a price. We hope that you would be inspired. That in 10 years, you would be here. You would have paid the price. And there will be other 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds sitting in these chairs. And you've paid the price for 10 years. And now you have food to give them. Amen? Can we be freed from caring just for ourselves and consider God's purpose? Consider God's people. God wants to preserve life. Some have to pay a price. Amen. And eventually, when we hand over everything to the Lord, including ourselves, our whole future belongs to the Lord, and we're free. We don't have to worry about anything. Our whole future is just in His hands. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. All the things, they'll be added to you. Let's finish the outline here. Amen. Romans 3. Joseph overcame his sufferings because he saw that everything was arranged by God to be a blessing to him. Let's say that word, everything. Everything. Yeah, even if you had a rough time this conference, a difficult time, everything was arranged to be a blessing. If you touch the Lord Jesus Christ, it will become a blessing to you. Point A, Joseph realized that his being betrayed by his brothers, being falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, his being wrongly imprisoned, and his being inhumanely forgotten had all been blessings from God to him. Blessing! Blessing! Emmanuel, blessing! Amen. Whether or not we would count such things as blessings depends on our point of view. If we see this, we will realize that we are under God's universal blessing. Everything is a blessing to us. Everything. Everything. Yeah, even that thing that you're thinking about right now that you think that couldn't be a blessing, even that thing is a blessing to you. It really is, Ezra. It's really a blessing to you. Yeah. We can say, Lord, give me your point of view. How about we pray that? Lord, give me your point of view. God is watching this. He sees Joseph as a 17-year-old. And he sees him go, he sees him put into a pit. Joseph thinks, terrible, distressed. I'm in this pit. God thinks, blessing. Wow. Wow. Sold to slavery in Potiphar's house. Falsely accused, thrown in prison. I'm in prison. Joseph thinks, what's going on? God thinks, blessing. Oh, I'm going to have someone prepared. Oh, he's getting so prepared right now. Oh, someone will be able to fulfill my purpose. It's your point of view. Are you going to stay on the earth your whole life? What am I doing here? Or will you ever come up into the heavens? Look from God's point of view. If you look from God's point of view, you'll see, ah, this is a blessing. Sister Maria, has your life been just totally easy? No problems? No. And you know, I think from your point of view, sometimes you may feel, I didn't want this to happen. But please, I don't know what's happened in your life, but please allow me to say, I believe just like the rest of us, from God's point of view, your life has been a blessing. May the Lord grant you the faith to believe that. Amen. Blessing. Because Joseph was under God's universal blessing, he became a channel. You know what a channel is? It's like a pipe. You have food over here, and it needs to get over to here. And you don't want to take the food and just throw it. You need a channel. Joseph, who is the real Jesus and who lives in you, Jesus Christ is that channel. He brings the food from here. God has the food. He wants to distribute it over to here to this sister who needs it. Who's he going to use? He's going to use this sister who's become a channel because Jesus lives in her. That's what Joseph did. He became a channel for God to reach man. For God, oh, this is our Lord Jesus. He's the channel. And when we let him live in us, we can be one with him in becoming a channel. This is the greatest joy. There's no greater joy than this, to just flow rivers of living water out of his innermost being. Shall flow rivers of living water. Channel of blessing. Joseph reigned not with power, but with food. And when he was enthroned, he was given the key to the life supply. And he reigned by dispensing the life supply. Praise the Lord. Amen. On page 76 in the outline for English, there's some verses. I'm just going to highlight a few. Philippians 1:20 says, in nothing I'll be put to shame. Even now, Christ will be magnified in my body. Christ will be made big. Christ will become visible. I'll become a shining star. Paul became a shining star. In Acts 4:31, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak. Yeah. When you speak, you bless. You bless through your speaking of Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, speak through the young people this morning. Amen. Bless us with their speaking, Lord. Amen. Flow through the young ones. Amen. Romans 8:37. But in all these things, we more than conquer through him who loved us. Him who loved us. I choose to believe God loves us. Genesis 45. God sent me. Now Joseph, he doesn't believe he was kidnapped anymore. He believes God's point of view. God sent me. God sent me to preserve life. Romans 8:28, let's read that all together. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And when we know this, this is why the Bible says in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks at all times for all things. in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, let's read that together. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you. Thank you so much for this conference. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the life of Joseph. Lord, thank you. He was a real person. Just like us. He went through some really hard things. But you had mercy on him. You had chosen him. You trained him. And you were with him. Lord, we pray for all the young people. Amen. Little Josephs. Amen. Lord, you're putting them through a training. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, that you're with them. Amen. In the darkness, you're with them. Amen. In the light, you're with them. Amen. You will never leave them. Amen. We pray that they would stay with you. Amen. They would submit to your arrangement. They would gain the experiences they need of you, Lord, Amen. To become channels of blessing. Amen. Oh, Lord, gain so many channels. Amen. Work yourself into them. Amen. Saturate them. Amen. Permeate them. Amen. Grow in them. Amen. Oh, feed them. Amen. May they thirst after you. Amen. Drink of you. Call on you. Amen. And Lord, open them to the body. Amen. Open them to their serving ones. Amen. Oh, Lord, pray they would not hide anymore. Amen. They would be honest with you. Amen. Honest with their serving ones. Bring them out of their darkness, out of their bondage. Bring them out, Lord. Bring them into the light, Lord. Lord, we weep for them. You know what they're going through. Lord Jesus, Lord, grant us your heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. We want to be one with you in your care for these dear ones. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them with yourself, Lord. Bless them with your word, Lord. Bless them with the saints, Lord. Mature more saints, Lord, who could shepherd them. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Transform us from being rotten brothers into Josephs full of food that we could feed all the people, preserve life, and bring you back. Amen. Amen.